Chairman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I'd like to call the Congressional Committee meeting for the Education Committee to order. The time is 1 o'clock on June 3rd. First item on our agenda is roll call. Madam Clerk.
Congressman Maker. Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Bighorse. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present. We do have a quorum. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Next item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked our budget analyst if he can render us prayer. Mr. Frazier.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day and for your many blessings. And I pray that you would grant the Congress members wisdom as they go about your business. And I pray that you would protect the Osage people during this time of COVID-19, especially the ones who attended the election camps and the funeral. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Members of the committee should have minutes in front of you, if you can have a few moments to review those.
Chairman Potts.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, actually, I don't have minutes on my notice. My computer died. I was getting plugged in. I'm sorry. I'm straggling behind a little bit. But I'm not seeing them attached to the notes on the calendar. So are they in an email?
Madam Clerk.
It looks like they did not get attached to the invite, so I'm forwarding them right now.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Thank you.
Glad you said that, Maria. I was kind of like going, where are they?
Congressman, I figured that's what was going on because I couldn't find them. Bye-bye.
I've sent those from the clerk email, not from mine. So you should be receiving those at any time.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Move to approve the minutes from April 22nd as presented.
There's a motion from Congresswoman Whitehorn. Is there a second?
I'll second. I'm about halfway through them.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is discussion of Head Start. Place this item on the agenda with the hopes of being able to get a little bit more information. At this point, I don't have any more information. It came to my attention through the concerns of some constituents on social media that one of our Head Start facilities would be closing. Subsequent, I had reached out to the Chief of Staff for the Osage Nation. Chief of Staff forwarded contact information directly to the Chief. I then reached out to the Chief through email. Then I also gave the Chief a phone call, both of which have gone unanswered. So I also reached out to members of Congress to see if anyone else had any more insight or if anybody would be willing to reach out to be able to answer these constituent questions. I've received no feedback from members of Congress. So again, reached out to the Director of Operations. Have received no feedback from the Director of Operations, even regarding a willingness to be at the meeting today. I don't believe we have anybody from Executive here today with us to speak to this. So at this time, I don't have anything to provide as an update for Osage Nation Head Start. I don't have any further information regarding any potential closure of facilities, or if that's simply a rumor that we could hopefully be able to put to rest today. I don't have any additional information. If any other member of Congress has anything, I'll open the floor for discussion. I would be happy to hear.
Mr. Potts, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Potts. Well, I would just like to let the folks know, I just got off the phone with Speaker Tillman. He is actually with the Director of Operations at this very moment delivering food boxes to needy people. So that is where they are located, which that would be the Director of Operations and the Speaker of our legislative branch. That would be some information maybe I could, I mean, I'm happy to share. And so ultimately, with not seeing any information that's coming, you know, we all are living in uncertain times, and we've said this repeatedly, and we know that things change daily. I mean, daily. And the ebb and flow, sometimes we're riding high and sometimes we're riding low. And we hear good news and we hear bad news. What I find important is to help educate our constituency in the how Head Start functions for us. And I would like that's where I would like for this discussion to go if it's going to continue, unless, you know, it needs to be postponed because there's not any further information. But Head Start's not fully funded by Osage dollars. And if you are, and its guidelines are not, Osages don't have the number one preference. It's based off of income. So technically, if I had a young child who needed and wanted and could go to Head Start, I wouldn't qualify. My Osage child would not qualify today for the Osage Nation Head Start. A non-native individual child who meet the income guidelines would get into Osage Nation Head Start prior to my child being allowed to be accepted. So I think it's important that we put all the information out there for our constituents to know that this program is not fully and wholeheartedly 100% funded by Osage Nation government monies. And we, in our time, you know, here, we are to put Osages first. And that program right now doesn't do that. And so I think it's important for people to know that information, besides just the fact that we haven't had any communication from anyone or anything, executive is working diligently, I have no doubt, and the responsibility that they have. And I don't believe they're going to try to skirt this in any way, shape, or form. And I believe it's a time-sensitive manner. And I know that, Mr. Potts, that you like the planning of it. But the plans are changing daily, at least in my life. So I cannot imagine what it's doing for the executive branch on a daily basis. So that's really all I wanted to say. I didn't want any misinformation. You know, I wanted the absolute full picture out there.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Any further discussion?
Congresswoman Edwards, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I just wanted, in the same vein as Congresswoman Lemon, to note that Head Start was created and had substantial input from Virginia Matthews, an Osage tribal member who long advocated on its behalf. She used to come to congressional meetings and talk to us about the importance of Head Start for the Osage community at large, and that included Osages throughout the nation, but importantly for the community where Osages live, that includes not just Osages but all others. And as we know, Osage County, Osage Reservation areas is inhabited by many people that are not just Osage people, but they are our friends and our neighbors and our fellow citizens. So the importance of the Head Start program extends beyond just Osages. However, there were many Osages that go to Head Start, and also at one point there were discussions and the possibility of creating Head Start classes that were for Osages that might not qualify economically. So there's been a lot of effort to maintain a strong and solid Head Start program for the benefit of Osage people, not only in Osage County, but also throughout the country, because we're only as good as the education that we provide to all our citizens. So I don't see it as the Osage Nation not putting Osages first. I see it as the Osage Nation promoting the welfare of Osage people and their communities. With that being said, I wanted to ask you if you have spoken to the director of Head Start or anyone else that might be able to give some insight as to whether the funding documents for the federal government have been signed for next year. And if so, enlighten us on that. I know we moved the budgets back to August 15th, but I certainly think if there's any substantiation to the idea that the Head Starts are going to be closing, I wouldn't think that they would close after the school year started. So have you had any discussions with anyone who suggested to you that the funding documents for next year have not been executed, or that there otherwise is any indication that Head Start will not be funded, or the Osage Nation will not request federal funding for Head Start next year?
To whom is your question directed?
Anyone that's inquired of the chief or the director of operations or the head or the director of Head Start or anybody else that would be in the know.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. I just had a question. I'm just now hearing about this revelation here in the past 3 to 4 days. And you alluded to a comment that you had asked Congress committee members to reach out to anyone, I guess, to try to find some information out. And I was just wondering when that had happened, because I don't recall that happening. And if it would have, I certainly would have reached out to someone.
Absolutely. I'm looking for the email right now, Congressman Big Horse. It looks like I sent an email on May 29th at 7:58 a.m. asking all members of Congress, detailing my communication history with the executive branch and non-responsiveness, and asking if any other member of Congress would be willing to reach out.
Chairman, Chairman Potts, another caller has entered the call. Can I ask them to identify themselves, please?
Absolutely.
This is Alice.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Thank you. So back to my question, has anyone spoken to anyone who would have information about whether the nation has applied for Head Start funding for next year, federal Head Start funding?
Congresswoman Edwards, I will respond. I have not received any word or had that conversation.
Mr. Potts, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman Potts. I wanted to address a comment that Congresswoman Edwards made about serving in our community and with our friends and neighbors. And I also, the reason I want to respond to that, Congresswoman Edwards, is because there are other Head Starts that function in some of our communities that have no Osage money attached to them at all. And Hominy, Pawhuska, and Skytook, I believe, have two Head Starts. And so there are other Head Starts out there. I'm not saying I'm for or against at this point in time any of this. I'm just here to hear the discussion. But this is wholly a decision, in my opinion, that lies with the executive branch. And no one likes to see anything close. You all went through if I'm not mistaken, some of you went through the closure of the Boys and Girls Club in some of our communities. And I wasn't on Congress at that time. And I had a lot of people, because I'm Osage, came up and were really negative about it. But when I had the opportunity to sit down with them and have an actual conversation, and not just what was being put on social media, not was just rumors here, rumors there, and it was able to explain to them that it wasn't fully funded by Osage Nation, and that when you receive grant funds, you have to fall under other guidelines and regulations, and educated them on the whys and the hows, there was a different perspective that they learned. And I asked them, would you knowingly, want to hurt your community? Well, no, but they understood the why and rationale behind it. And so, like I said, I'm not unfortunate that we are having to have this discussion, but we're going to have many, many discussions like this concerning the potential cuts that are going to have to come. Thank you.
And as a point of clarification, maybe Congresswoman Lemon can provide some insight. I don't know of any closure of our Head Start facilities. That's not been communicated to this Congress. The purpose of this meeting was to try to get some information regarding inquiries from Osage constituents. There's this talk of we have to be good neighbors. I understand that. We have to serve Osage first. I understand that. What I'm trying to get to the bottom of is an Osage constituent asked us on through social media whether or not an Osage student will continue to go to a Head Start program because they are hearing that it's being closed down. Congress has not been communicated with that. I'm trying to get a solid answer either from another member of Congress or from the executive branch so that in these uncertain times, we can tell Osage parents what to do with their children, how to proceed with their education so that we are able to make better decisions. I've detailed a communication history of where I've sought information and have not received any communication back other than from an initial communication with the director of Head Start that there would be some interest in attending to help us out today. Then I reached out to the director of operations, and then I received an email that would not be possible for attendance today. So I don't know where else to go to get information except directly to the source. I don't know how to be more diplomatic than phone calls and emails to try to get answers for Osage constituents. That's where, with no information being reciprocated.
May I follow up, Mr. Potts?
Congressman.
Thank you, Mr. Potts. I have no information as far as closures, non-closures, those types of things. And if that came across in my previous comment, I do apologize. I did hear you say a comment about for us to be able to have information to tell our people where to and how and what to do with their children and where they should go, you know, for education and those types of things. And there are many, you know, programs out there that are going to see other cuts besides just programs that we have. And we know that. And at this point in time, you know, there aren't any answers that I know of and that I haven't, that I've received. And like I said, there are people working diligently to try to figure out how to make it better for all of us. So, you know, there's no information, so I don't even know why we're continuing to discuss this conversation at this point in time. I would move to postpone this discussion until...
A motion on the floor. Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. Congressman Walker.
So, I guess I would start out my participation by saying Head Start is near and dear to my heart. All four of my children did go to the Pawhuska Head Start, the Osage Head Start. I served on the policy council as chairman. I know it. I love it. And I have had a little bit of dialogue with the executive branch, and I know they are really scrambling, trying to make ends meet, if you will, or figure out how we can ride this out. And the decision to axe Head Start, I don't think has been made. If it has, it hasn't been expressed to me. And I could go on and on and on. I guess is what I've learned from the discussions or the communication that I've had is anything publicly would be premature right now. So that's that. I love Head Start. All of my children went to the Osage Head Start. So anyway, that's all I've got to really say is anything right now would be premature to be put out publicly, because I don't think any hard, fast decisions have been made.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Is it Congressman Bighorse?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I too hold the Osage Nation Head Start near and dear to my heart. My eldest daughter was in the second class in the beginning. But I too am apprehensive of making any moves on whatever. I don't know who has come up with the idea that there is a Head Start being closed, but wouldn't this be their time to be in the planning stages and creating a educational plan for us for our upcoming next session?
Yes, Congressman Biggers.
That's a question to you, Mr. Chair.
Congressman Bighorst, right now would be the appropriate time for the executive branch to be making some of these decisions based on the upcoming budgetary session and plans for fiscal year 2021. That's correct.
So therefore, there could have been someone that made that suggestion, and as Congressman Walker alluded to, no action has been taken because they are in planning stages. So we have deadlines, for their plan of operation, and I believe that's what we should be waiting for.
Thank you, Congressman Bighorst. And I don't disagree. I think that it is absolutely the purview of the executive branch to be making these types of plans. But what I would also like to say is, in the same spirit that Congresswoman Lemon speaks of, let's make sure there's not misinformation out there. This is true. It should be noted that, yes, Head Start is not fully funded by tribal dollars. We receive many, many federal dollars, and Head Start is funded through a tribal match. And so any narrative that says that, oh, this takes too many federal or tribal dollars to receive this match, and it doesn't serve us all Osage students, this is something that we have to look at cutting. There are waivers for that requirement that can be waived by the federal government that still allow us to receive those federal dollars and serve the Osage children that are in our Head Start programs. There, I don't see why there would be a need to reduce a federal program that we can administer through the nation, especially if some of these waivers are potentially out there. And so I would agree, Congressman Bighorst, but if the discussion is being had of, well, we have to cut it because the tribal resources aren't there to receive the federal dollars, I don't know that that's a narrative that's built on fact. There are waivers that can be given from the federal government that would allow those dollars to still flow. And additionally, I think these are the types of programs where we should be looking to put dollars at this point. If we are able to utilize tribal resources to leverage more federal dollars in, I think that's exactly what we need right now when we're facing budget cuts, when we're facing shortfalls. If there's an option for us to have a larger share of federal dollars to better serve our communities and our Osage children, I think that that's where we need to be focusing, not withdrawing our focus. And again, just to clarify, these concerns are not unfounded. These are concerns from employees, from constituents, from parents, from grandparents that have all voiced concern because they are hearing things from multiple sources in their community, and they're looking to their elected leaders to provide information and facts, and that's what we're trying to get today. So, Congresswoman Edwards, I see your hand up, and then let's try to wrap up discussion on this because I think we're going to be having very similar conversations regarding the education update. Congresswoman Edwards.
So I just wanted to say that to me, this is a communication issue that has been increasing. I know that I've communicated to the treasurer in the last 30 days and not gotten any response whatsoever. This isn't in the spirit of how this government is supposed to operate. We're supposed to be able to communicate. And my concern again is that somehow there's a school year that starts before the end of the fiscal, before the beginning of the next fiscal year, which I think is true. And yet we won't see a plan from the executive branch until after August 15th, which has got to be around the start of the school year. And then I'm saddened by Congresswoman Lemon's statement that this decision is going to be made at the executive branch and Congress has nothing to say about it and no input. In the past, we've always had input when new programs were going to be created and old beloved programs might be shelved. So I would hope that Congress could have some input, because after all, Congress could fund the tribal portion of the match in any amount. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Edwards. Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, we'll move on to discussion of the education update. In the same vein, with regard to discussing where our education department is going, where we've been for the last year, I have reached out to Ms. Wildcat and Mr. Johnson on an email, and have not received word back from them about the availability to provide an education update today. So I also have no information to report under item number 6 as an education update. Is there any further discussion regarding an education update that anybody on the committee would like to have? Any further discussion? Congressman
Potts? We have a standing request to the Education Department for biannual Education Committee reports. So I know that I asked you during session if you'd received that. Did you ask for that prior to the session starting?
I don't believe so.
Did you ask for it, but you asked for it during session? I mean, actually, I don't think you're really supposed to have asked for it, but there's a lot of information in there concerning higher ed scholarship, concerning all of the education programs. I mean, it's vitally important that Congress have that information. I've always had it. So do you have any indication of why we don't have it now?
I do not.
Well, again, I'm just going to say that this is, I'm beginning to wonder what the purpose of this committee is, if it's not to receive information and study what's going on with the education of the Osage Nation. You can't answer the questions if you don't have the information. You can't ask the questions if you don't have the information. Maybe that's where we're headed. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Edwards. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Bighorst.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I did find your email, and it was amongst some other sensitive emails. So I overlooked it. But after reading it, I will reach out and see what I can find out.
Thank you, Congressman Bighorst. May you be successful in your endeavor, sir. Any further discussion on item number 6, education update? Seeing no further discussion, chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Congressman, second by Congressman Walker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Those, seeing none, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.